Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Byron with the Holy Manna radio broadcast. I hope you had a great weekend and the Lord blessed your church services yesterday. I wanted to remind you about our website where you can listen to the broadcast any time of the day. And that is at www.holymanna.com. You can go there and listen to all of our past broadcasts that we've made over the past year. And you can also contact us from the website. And if you want to donate toward the cost of this ministry, you can do that there as well. We truly pray that these messages are a blessing to you and that it helps you when you're studying God's Word. If you ever have any questions or comments or even prayer requests that you would like to send us, please don't hesitate to send me an email. Just send it to pastor@hbcknox.org. That's pastor@hbcknox.org. And I would love to hear from you. Well, for the next few days, I'm going to be playing a sermon that I preached just this past Sunday during our Father's Day service. I've titled it Mighty Men of God. And it comes from 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 8 through 17. I hope it is a blessing to you and that you enjoy the message.
But I do have a message this morning. Lord willing, we'll be able to preach. This is Father's Day, and I prayed what the Lord would have me preach, and I believe this to be what it is. Out of 2 Samuel chapter 23, we'll be taking our text from 2 Samuel 23. And I want to look at verses 8 through 17. Of the message I've titled, The Mighty Men of God, 2 Samuel 23. When you get there, if you're able to stand, please stand for the reading of God's Word. 2 Samuel chapter 23, starting with verse 8. And here the Bible says, These be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adin, the Eznite. He lift up his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto his sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shema, the son of Agi, the Hararite. The Philistines were gathered together into a troop. There was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it, and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. And three of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time under the cave of Adullam, and the troop of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was in a hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, Oh, that one would give me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate. And the three mighty men brake through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went into jeopardy of their lives? Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did these three mighty men. Father, thank you for the reading of your word this morning. I'm praying now you help me. Lord, my tongue's trying to get raveled up tonight. Lord, I pray that you just help me unwind and be able to preach. God, that you'll stand in the place for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. Well, this morning being Father's Day, and I heard an interesting statistic this week that said that Father's Day was the least attended service of the church all year. And that Mother's Day was one of the most attended services all year. I tell you, times have changed. I don't know where we can place blame, if we want to blame the church or we want to blame men today, but there is a lack of men, a lack of mighty men that are willing to teach their families and bring their children to church and keep their church attendance and keep coming and what the Lord would have them to do. And so a lot of failures today where men are concerned. But with the help of the Lord this morning, I want to look at these three mighty men. The Bible, that's what the Bible called them. It said that twice there. They were mighty men. With the help of the Lord, we want to look at some of the traits. I've got at least three of them here I want to go over this morning. And just because this is about men, women don't take a nap. It's, you know, this is universal. We can look at this as the same as both men and women. These traits need to be in all Christians, not just men. But I'm specifically talking about men today, but you ladies are not left out. But we have three that the Bible mentions. Now, these names are kind of obscure. You don't see them many places. Here and then over in the Chronicles, they're mentioned, but not much. These are not well-known men. These are not men that children talk about in Sunday school. They're not people that you hear preached about very often. Adin, Eleazar, and Shema. You talk about some strange names. I mean, these are a little difficult to even pronounce. But these three men don't sound like names we would hear today, but the things that they did, they're more like superhuman DC comic type men. If you look at what they've done and what their names actually imply, they would have been renamed probably by the comic books, the Spear, the Sword, and the Slayer, because that's what these three men are: the Spear, the Sword, and the Slayer. And so these mighty men are heroes straight out of God's Word. I've told you for the last 8 years, I don't like to use the term Bible characters. I slip up every now and then and say that, but they're Bible heroes. These are real people. These are not something that's been made up. And sometimes when we're reading our Bibles, we see things like this, and we just kind of glaze over it without putting much thought into it. I've been guilty of that. I'll see this, and I'll think, well, those are difficult names, and I don't know what this really means, and we just kind of skim through it. But these are important, so important that God wanted these included in His Word so that we would know about these men. That first name mentioned there, Adin, it's got an O on the end of it, but just pronounced Adin, but Adino, if you want to call that, was also known as Joshabim, or Jashabim. Over in 1 Chronicles 11:11, he's referred to. But that's probably most likely his given name. This name that he's being named here in the Bible, Adin, was most likely a name that was given to him for what he did. The name actually means spear. So that's why I said the Spear, the Sword, and the Slayer. His name actually means spear, Adin does. And he's only mentioned 2 or 3 times in the entire Bible. But here in our text, we are told that he was one that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. Now, listen, this is not a small position. This man held a very high position. You don't become chief of all these captains without doing something. This man was known for his mighty warrior type skills, and he's become this chief. To be a chief means you're at the top. You're at the very highest of those that you lead. Now, there was a troop of at least 30 men that followed David around everywhere that he went. But out of that 30, there was 3 of them here that's mentioned that were mightier than all those 30. And these men brought something more to the table than just the common soldier. He sat in the seat. So no doubt Adin, the spearsman, was very gifted at throwing the spear. In fact, the Bible says he slew 800 men with a spear. Now, I know over in the Chronicles it mentions a 300 number, but the Bible has not got a mistake in it. It's just our lack of being able to ascertain the correct information. But he slew 800 men. It's what the Bible says with a spear. And then this relatively unknown mighty man is mentioned, Eleazar. Now, there's many men in the Bible with that name, but this particular man is only mentioned 2 other times, and both times the Bible calls him a mighty man. A mighty man, that's Eleazar. It seems that he was known for wielding the mighty sword. That's what our text says. During the battle, Eleazar smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave under the sword. This Eleazar was determined to keep fighting. He simply could no longer even hold up his sword. He stood out there in the middle of all those in the battle holding the sword up and slaying, and he done it so long he could no longer even hold his hand up. That's what kind of man that Eleazar was. But Eleazar stayed kind of in the background, kind of obscure from everybody else, unknown to many. And you won't find any children's songs written to Eleazar. You may hear about David being sung about or Daniel, but you'll never hear a little child song called Eleazar. Then there was another man, Shema. Wow, what a name, Shema. You better be good if that's your name. Shema is mentioned two other times in the Bible. There was another Shema, and he was a son of Jesse. This is not that Shema. This is a different one. This one is unknown. And when the Philistines invaded the land, they tried to take away the food supply. Everybody, the Bible tells us there that everybody else fled when the Philistines came, except one man, Shema. He stood there in the midst, the Bible says, in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. Now, we're not told which weapon he used, but whatever it was, he was known as a slayer. So we have the spear, the sword, and the slayer. Now, if your mind's like mine, you think back the way it was when you grew up. And I used to read those comic books. I like Shazam and Iron Man and all those guys like that. They were kind of heroes to me. But can you imagine if we would focus our children's attention or even our attention on people of the Bible, these heroes of the Bible. And instead of making heroes there of whoever they have now, Captain Marvel, I always liked Captain Marvel, but now Captain Marvel's a girl. I don't care about that. But instead of focusing young people's attention on those types of heroes, why can't we point them towards Scripture? Here we have people that has actually done something. You know, Robert Downey Jr. is not in the Bible. He may play a good Iron Man, but he is nothing compared to these men in the Bible, the spear, the sword, the slayer, Adin, Eleazar, and Shema. Can you imagine if children today knew those names as well as they know superheroes? It would be a very, very different world that we live in. And so a lot of people go through life wanting to be well known. Some, they make it their life's ambition to be seen. They want a viral video. They want to have some kind of acknowledgement by the world. They want to be seen as a star or a superhero or, you know, a well-known somebody. And they go to great lengths to become this way. I remember even back in when I was in elementary school, in our library, there was a book. It was a biography of Dolly Parton. And I was reading that thing, and even as a little boy, I understood where she stood. In that biography, she said, in her own words, I would do anything to become a star. And she would. She would do absolutely anything to become the star. Now, listen, I know a lot of people love Dolly Parton. Don't get your feelings hurt. But she said by her own admission, she would do absolutely anything to become a star. And so they crave attention, and they'll do anything to get it. You don't have to be a movie star, friends. You don't have to have a viral video. Everybody don't have to know your name. You don't have to be well known, a political star, a singing star, a movie star, any kind of star for the Lord to use you. The Lord can use anybody. If he can use a man named Shema, he can use you. And so, listen, you can be just a nobody, just like that song that my mother sometimes sings. You know, God uses common people to live out his uncommon dreams. You don't have to be well known to be able to work for the Lord. So the first thing to be a mighty man of God, you don't have to be well known. People don't have to know your name. Only God.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.